Morning.
Morning.
You guys doing all right? Wake? Ready? Did you get all sugared up with your donuts and the coffee and whatnot? Excuse me. Donut Sunday's always fun, isn't it? Hey, listen, let's go to the Lord in prayer before we get going. Heavenly Father, we praise your name just to be together this morning on a beautiful snowy day. God, we pray that your words would reveal a truth to us. Lord, we pray that our lives would show purpose and meaning, Lord. God, we thank you again for fellowship and for our church. And we lift this prayer up in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We're celebrating the Sanctity of Life Sunday, as Sally had just mentioned. It's actually in January, but I wanted to coincide it with when she was coming to speak to you about Heartbeat. Excuse me, we're only about 2 weeks off anyhow. We're going to go through like 3 or 4 scriptures today, and I just want to point out a few things to you. We're going to be in Genesis chapter 1. She started to preach my sermon. I got a little nervous, but it's okay. We're going to be in verse 26 there. And what we're looking at is we're looking at the account of creation, right? We have God, and he is creating and making things, and then he gets ready and he looks at the other two members of the Trinity and he says, "Let's create man in our image." So, and it's up on the screen if you guys, I'm going to flip through the Bible quickly today, so I put the up there on the screen. Let's just read this though. It says, "And then God said, let us make man in our images, in our likenesses, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." What an amazing account we have here of God taking special care to do something. There's a few words I want to look at. He says, let us make. Let us create. Let us establish a peoplehood in our image. Now, a lot of people will take that and say, oh, I look just like God. But we all look different, don't we? Right? No, I think what he's saying is, like us, you know, we're compassionate, we're loving, we have morals, you know. Let us create man like us. And he says, in our likeness. Now, that doesn't mean make a mirror image of God, right? We're not mirror images of God. But this person, or this God, took such great time to create. And just think about it, as we celebrate the sanctity of life, that in itself, that one scripture in itself should prevent a whole lot of statistics. And I didn't bring them up here for you today, but I want you to know the number one killer is abortion. The number one killer in the United States is abortion by more than 50% every year. The number one killer. So that means all these women or men, or they co together, decided, you know what? God said, I'm going to create something, but we're going to take it upon ourselves to undo that. That's what that means. Some people took it upon themselves to go against God, to uncreate what he is creating, to decide to kill, to take it, to deny the earth of this blessing. But I want to look at the verse 26 here. What were they going to do? To rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over the livestock, all over the earth, and all over the creatures. These men, this man, this woman and man that was created, had a purpose. And I've told you guys before, we all have a purpose, and we all have a gift, and we all have something unique about us. And every time we choose, or someone chooses, to not have that life, they're denying the Lord his purpose. They're denying the Lord a person on this earth that had a purpose to do something for him. And these are just some examples to rule over the earth and the fish of the sea. But every one of us have something we're supposed to do. Thank God R.V. Wade didn't affect me or didn't affect us because we're all sitting here. Because you have a purpose. That's what the sanctity of life is. We have a purpose. We're going to flip over to Jeremiah chapter 1. Just go to the right or you can look up on the screen. These are probably pretty predictable scriptures. This is the Lord speaking to Jeremiah, and he says, "Before I formed you," we're in verse 5, "before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." It goes back to our purpose. Before you were born, before we were even in the womb, knitted together by Him, He knew us. Now, the biblical word "knew" is very, very intimate. Okay, it's often even used for a sexual relationship. All right? So that's how intimate "knew" would be. So he's saying, before you were even in the womb, I knew you. Now, he's specifically talking to Jeremiah here. But I think he's talking to us too. Because if he knew Jeremiah, he knew us certainly. He knew us. And he said, before I formed you, before I even made you. All right, so that wasn't a freak of nature. That wasn't one part of DNA meeting another part of DNA. No, that was my doing. Before I did that, I knew you. And he's saying, I knew who you were going to be. And look at the end. He says, I set you apart for your purpose, for your goal. I had something better for you to do. Before I formed you, I had already ordained it. A lot of folks will talk about predestination and how God kind of has things already lined out and it doesn't matter what you do. I would argue that point, and I would tell you we're predestined for a purpose. And that's what he's telling Jeremiah. You were destined to be a prophet, Jeremiah. You guys were destined to be X, Y, or Z, you know, because it's different for all of us. That's our sanctity. That's being set apart. To sanctify someone is to set them apart. The sanctity of life is being completely set apart for a purpose. Now, I showed you two accounts of being created. And now we're going to look at how we're created. We're going to go to Psalm. Psalm 139, verse 14. And the psalmist says, I praise you. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. You guys, when we go through this life and we get these, we'll have these days where you'll be the loneliest you've ever been. You will feel worthless like no other. You'll have this, maybe this bad, just a bad, sad day. Some people, it's even weather determined. You know, it's determined. It just depends if it's raining or not. You'll have a bad day. In those times, in these bad times of your life, I want you to think about this psalm and says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't know, a lot of you might not know this, but a good friend of mine, she committed suicide, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago. And I wish she would have thought of this. I wish the scripture would have came to her mind and said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. She went through this bad time. And it seemed to just rest upon her shoulders and weigh her down and down and down. Until finally, the only way to relieve the pain was to not feel any pain. Guys, I pray that we never, ever reach that area. We were created for a purpose. Not just Christians. Everybody was created for a purpose. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. The creator of the universe, the one who spoke the world into creation, took the time to know us, to knit us together in the womb. If that doesn't make you feel special, if that doesn't make you realize how special life actually is, I don't know what will. I get chills thinking about it, that God Himself said, I'm going to make Nathan. I'm going to make him shorter than most people, though. Right? Teasing. But I do, I get so excited when I just think about it, and I sit in my office or I'll sit at home and I'll be praying and think, God, what were you doing? But can I tell you something? God doesn't make mistakes. God doesn't make mistakes. Knowing that, a doctor will tell you otherwise. So many people, I bet they call Sally's hotline or the heartbeat hotline a lot with this bad news. I was told my baby's going to be deformed or unhealthy or whatnot, and recommend the life be aborted. I had a conversation this week with somebody who told me a doctor told them to abort their son. Well, their son now is a very much outstanding person in the community. Had she listened to the doctor, she would have denied God this purpose, this son, this blessing. She would have denied herself that blessing. But too often people get caught up in, we will use human lives as if they're a pawn or a rook in a chess game. How many guys will go to a girl and say, oh, I'm leaving if you don't get rid of that? That's just the reality of the world we live in, Christian and non. I've heard it from both sides. The sanctity of life would tell you that God set us apart. We don't get to pick when life ends. He does, because He's in control of everything. And when we take it into our own hands, we intentionally go against His will. Regardless if we're talking about abortion or murder or any other suicide, any other way that we take a life, we are not just robbing the earth, we're robbing God of a blessing, of someone that He intentionally wove together in a womb, someone that He put there on purpose. Guys, we're not God. And we shouldn't be playing God. Flip over to John. We're going to John 3, 16. Remember me telling you that we will use lives as if they're pawns or rooks in a game. In our current military strategies, some of our opponents are hiding behind lives. They will take important people or children and hold them for hostage or ransom and say, I will take this life if you don't do this. Yeah, they're hurting us, but they're really hurting Him. There's going to be a point in time when God has had enough. We're going to come to a point in the time in this world where He's had enough. People have had enough chance. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. He was done with them. Abraham argued with him, and he got Lot out. But there's going to be a time when He says, you know what? I am absolutely done. I'm going back, and I'm going to make it perfect. I'm going to make it the way I had intended, because those people mucked it all up. John, this is Jesus speaking. He's talking to Nicodemus, the Pharisee. And He tells him, you guys know this. You've heard it since Sunday school, since you were in preschool. He says, for God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. To have a life is to live a life. God understood the sanctity of life because He set His own Son apart. He took His own Son and set Him apart and says, you know what? They can't atone for their own sins. I'm going to sacrifice Him so that you may have life. This is the same God that created the universe and us. He thinks life is so important that He sacrificed His own sons. If you guys can understand, I mean, there's a lot of parents in here. I can't imagine bringing Caleb up here and saying, I love you all so much, and sacrificing them. I can't imagine, and I guarantee no, you can imagine doing that either. I can't feel the pain that he felt. I can't feel the anguish that he felt. But I know each and every time that a life is taken from this earth without his will being done, that's the same pain that he continues to feel. So what do we do with that? We continue to support ministries and missions like Heartbeat. We continue to get the word out there that there are other ways. There are other alternatives. We've looked through the Old Testament a lot, and we've seen a lot of barren women. You know how many of those women, how they would have responded to hear that abortion was legal? Or that we just discarded children because of deformities? Guys, there's so much that we can do in just our community, just in Morrow County, to help support awareness. And it's not like no one's heard of abortion now, okay? So it's been 70 years almost, 60 years. It's been a while that it was legal. So we need to figure out a way to change it. I don't think picketing clinics is going to work. I don't think shaming people into guilt is going to work. I don't think that approach to evangelism, and I don't think I'm going to take that approach to abortion. What I do think will work is pointing to this cross and showing hope. Showing that God reveres life so much that He sacrificed one for everybody. Everybody. Notice it doesn't say Jew. For God so loved every Jew, He gave His one and only Son. For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son. That's what we need to remember, and that's what we need to express to every person that we come in contact with. There is this love. There is this hope. Paul tells us, have a reason for your hope. Be able to express it to someone. That's your reason. For God so loved the world. It's the easiest thing to remember, that He gave His one and only Son. It's love. If you have the love overflowing from your heart, it will ooze out. And it will get on someone, and it will stick to them. So I pray as we look at what it means to really be set apart, to be sanctified, to have a sanctity of life, that we understand each and every life is just as important as the next one. Every single life is important. God thought so. Why shouldn't we? Let's pray. Lord, we're so thankful for Your Son and for the sacrifice. God, I pray for forgiveness, Lord, for each and every time where I've taken advantage of or for granted this life that You've given me. Lord, I pray that we can live a life worthy of our calling, that we can be set apart and know what we are set apart for and fulfill it with joy and happiness and gladness. Father, I pray for revival in our area. Lord, I pray that You would just light this area on fire and that hope would be spread throughout the county and the state and the nation. God, I pray that love will conquer evil. We know You win in the end. I like to remind Satan of that. Father, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'm going to have a couple of elders come up to the front here. And this morning, I want to make us available to you to listen and to pray with. No stipulations. We're here to talk, listen, and pray with you. Because we realize each and every life, here and eternal, is important. So if you got something you want to need prayer for, please come up and speak to us now.